A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
He could see the storm clouds rolling across the hill. He barely beat the rain in from the field. And between the back door slamming, she heard him say, "Damn this rain and damn this wasted day." But she'd been waiting for this day for oh so long. She was standing in the kitchen with nothing but her apron on. And in disbelief he stood and he stared a while. When their eyes met, they both began to smile. Somewhere other than the night, somewhere other than the night, she needs to know you care. And she wants to know she's needed, and she needs to be held tight. Somewhere other than the night. They spent the day wrapped up in a blanket on the front porch swing. Come to realize he'd neglected certain things. And there are times she feels alone even by his side. It was the first time she ever saw him cry.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and government agencies preparing for a shutdown with just hours to go before federal funding runs out. House and Senate lawmakers could still come up with a last-minute compromise. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The Senate is expected to vote possibly more than once on the House-passed bill that would avert a shutdown, funding agencies through November 21st. Democrats are expected to block it. If the standoff continues, the first shutdown in nearly 7 years would begin at midnight. Much of the federal bureaucracy would grind to a halt. Hundreds of thousands of civilians would be furloughed, and federal employees who must still report for work wouldn't be paid until a shutdown ends.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Secretary Pete Hegseth laying out a new direction, he says, for the military at a gathering of high-ranking leaders in Virginia. It includes new physical and grooming standards. In the central Philippines, a strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.7 rattling the region, sending people into the streets and also knocking out power. Some reports of damage. This is ABC News. Today is the last day of the month and the last day car buyers who are interested in electric vehicles can take advantage of a federal tax credit.
The government incentive knocked up to $7,500 off the cost of a new electric vehicle and up to $4,000 off the cost of a used EV. New analysis from LendingTree finds car buyers saved about $3.3 billion in 2023 because of the credit, with about a third of that coming from California alone.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. The tax credit lapsed when Congress Congress passed the Republican-backed bill known as the Big Beautiful Bill. Sales of EVs have been on the rise over the last few months ahead of the expiration date. With the housing market lagging, many homeowners choosing to stay in and focus on home projects. But it may cost you more to renovate your home than it once did. That according to data analytics firm Versix Repair and Remodeling Index, it says home repair costs increased by 3.4% from April to June compared to the same time last year. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A former member of Governor Tony Evers' administration has entered the race to succeed Evers. Ted Allen has an update.
Missy Hughes announced her candidacy for governor on Monday. Hughes, a former executive for Organic Valley Dairy Cooperative, was Evers' choice to head up the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in 2019. She stepped away from that post last month. Hughes enters a growing field of Democrats entering next August's primary, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Madison State Senator Kelda Royce. Two Republicans have stepped forward to run as well.
A 17-year-old boy now faces charges in connection with the shooting death of 17-year-old Azaria Jones. Javier Smith is accused of shooting her on September 21st. Police say the two were dating at the time of the shooting. Jones says the shooting was accidental. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
There is some optimism out there. Sometimes when you do have this uncertainty in the economy, things happen like rate cuts. And we just had a federal funds target rate cut, one of the major monetary policy items that helps to influence interest rates. Some of this uncertainty is creating a situation where we have an outlook of lower interest rates heading into 2026. We've got this expertise in rural living and rural lending. This is a team that lives and works in the same communities that clients might be looking to buy in. So I think that's a really important expertise that we bring to the market.
Listen to the full podcast at compeerhome.com/homesweethome.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Anubis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in Wabasha County on Friday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, 26-year-old Eric Sanchez of St. Paul was traveling on County Road 11 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A former Hudson teacher who was charged with several sex crimes has pled guilty. 25-year-old Madison Bergman allegedly had an inappropriate relationship with a fifth grader. She was arrested in May of 2024 after the principal of Rivercrest Elementary called Hudson police. Investigators were shown screenshots of texts between Bergman and the boy. She talked about how much she enjoyed making out with him. Her handbag also revealed handwritten notes between the two. Nearly 100 more were recovered from her classroom. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden was talking about agriculture policy in a Saturday visit to Toma. The Western Wisconsin Republican spoke about his support of reducing regulations on the industry during a visit to the Bossard Cranberry Bogs. Van Orden is a member of the House Agriculture Committee. Wisconsin potato farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association is reminding Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and vegetables locally. Wisconsin is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the potatoes are shipped out of state. Spokesperson Dana Rady says that when you're buying potatoes at the store, look for the stamp that says Wisconsin Healthy Grown to know that you're helping out local farmers. Three Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill was introduced by Senator Patrick Testin, Senate President Mary Felskowski, and Representative Patrick Snyder on Monday. If passed, patients would have to get a doctor's diagnosis as well as register with a new state office to get access to medical marijuana. But patients won't be allowed to smoke it. Assembly Republicans tried to pass a similar law last year, but did not get support from the Senate. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident Monday in Wabasha County. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the 21-year-old St. Charles woman was driving southbound on County Road 2 when she collided with a vehicle traveling eastbound on Highway 247, driven by a 60-year-old man from Elgin. Both drivers were injured in the accident and taken to the hospital. The victims' names have not been released. Charges have been filed against a lacrosse man in connection with an injury hit and run. That accident happened Friday morning in lacrosse, with police saying that 18-year-old David Resto was speeding when he ran a stop sign, then hit another vehicle and continued from the scene. Two people were left hurt, one seriously. Resto appeared in court yesterday on charges that include hit and run causing great bodily harm. Minnesota and Wisconsin soybean farmers are facing an uncertain future as China shuts out the U.S. from the market. China has not purchased any soybeans from American farmers. According to the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, Minnesota's 26,000 soybean farmers and ship about 60% of their soybeans overseas, as China is their top buyer. Due to the recent trade war, China is buying its soybeans from Brazil and Argentina instead of the U.S. Farmers are hoping for a resolution soon. Soybeans are the number one agricultural exports for Minnesota. Businesswoman Missy Hughes has launched her campaign for Wisconsin governor. This comes weeks after she resigned from her position as secretary and CEO of economic developments in the Evers administration. In her announcement video posted yesterday, she boasts helping create over 9,500 small businesses on city main streets across Wisconsin. She's joining Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, and State Representative Francisca Hong in the list of women vying for the governor's seat next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Spirit Airlines is ending flights at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Spirit has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in a year as the carrier struggles to compete against bigger airlines. The airline is shutting down services in a dozen other airports across the country. Spirit also plans to furlough more than 1,800 flight attendants before the end of the year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Baseball's wild card playoffs are underway today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cleveland Guardians and Detroit Tigers just getting underway in that best 2 of 3 series in Cleveland. The other America League matchup later on, the Yankees playing host to the Red Sox. In the National League, Cubs and Padres open in Chicago this afternoon. The winner getting a date with the Brewers in the divisional playoff series. The Dodgers host the Reds later on in the 2 of 3 series. The Bucks kicked off their training camp in Milwaukee today. It's the first official workout with newcomer Miles Turner. Missing from the workout is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's quarantined in Greece after testing positive for COVID-19. Football Badgers continue their workouts as they get ready for Saturday's Big Ten matchup at Michigan. The Badgers coming off their bye week. Wisconsin men's basketball assistant coach Kirk Penny has resigned. Another former Badger, Brad Davison, stepping in as special assistant to head coach Greg Gard. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Larson hopes to peak at just the right time. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It hasn't been the best of starts to a NASCAR Cup Series playoff for Kyle Larson. Still looking for his first top five finish since July at Indianapolis and his first victory since Kansas in May. Larson, however, feels his Hendrick Motorsports team is gaining ground at just the right time.
Going through the first round with zero top tens was not something that we expected. Yeah, I don't know. We still have a lot of racing left to get back to, you know, what we've been. And like I said, you know, I feel like we are getting better and better each week.
Even without a top five, Larson is third on the playoff grid, 54 points to the good, heading to the Charlotte Roval this Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
While you're out doing yard work, look for dandelions. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Zapping the plants now with Weed Killer can prevent them from showing up in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Every year, I have a bunch of dandelions come up in the yard. I've tried pulling them out, but if you leave any piece of the long taproot in place, it just sprouts a new plant. Horticulturist Ward Upham at Kansas State University says most people go after dandelions in the spring, but if you really want to eliminate them, do it now. During the fall, dandelions take the energy they made during the summer and push it down toward the roots so they can survive the winter.
Therefore, if you spray them at that time of year, it takes the herbicide and puts it down to the root where it kills the plant from the root up. In the spring, the opposite happens. Everything is coming from the root to the top so it can put up new growth and make the energy it needs from photosynthesis. And so it's much more difficult to get that chemical down to the root where it does a good job of control.
This is why dandelions get off to such a strong start in the spring. They develop that root system in the fall and raring to go when the weather warms up again. Upham says many dandelions growing now are young because the weed has been putting out a flush of new plants. They're the easiest to kill. Any herbicide that's listed for dandelion control will work, but there are other factors to pay attention to.
You want to have a day that's at least 50 degrees or over. Also, you want those plants growing well. In other words, if you're in the middle of a drought, you may want to actually water before you treat, because the better those plants are growing, the more herbicide they take up and the better kill you get.
He advises not mowing the lawn a few days before application and also a few days after to allow the herbicide time to move down into the roots. Find more tips for controlling those pesky dandelions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Milk markets are higher. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo with this midday market update. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 27 to 17.26, November up 37 to 17 even, December up 27 to 17.16, January milk up 7 to 17.05. Meanwhile, cheese markets on the day, barrels up 4.5 to 169, 40 pound blocks up 5.5 to 172, two trade a block on the day, cash butter down 5 to 171. 21 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 115 and three quarters. Six trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 64 and three quarters. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Now, while no cash markets have happened in the cattle markets, it does look like some boxed beef prices, while starting out lower, have now started to rebound just a bit. But there's also a lot of short covering in the markets as well. Meanwhile, feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher while they're up against immediate resistance pressure. That strong demand in the countryside continues to support feeder cattle. Hog markets, meanwhile, they continue to move mostly lower once again as the market continues to break lower, unable to maintain the gains made just last week. As the lean hog complex continues to move lower, some of those resistance levels are continuing to pressure the markets, even though pork cutout values were higher. October live cattle up 32 cents to 231.65. December up 67 cents to 234.50. February up 55 cents to 236.77. October feeder cattle up 352 to 359.72. November up 405 to 357.92. January up 435 to 351.70. October hogs down 77 cents to 100.37. December down $1.20 to 89.15. February down $1.15 to 90.75. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly lower as the weather continues to be beneficial to corn and soybean harvest. Also, some of those crop reports from USDA now being viewed as bearish. Some of the trade issues as well also affecting the grain markets, along with that positive weather, which is helping the winter wheat planting and emergence. December corn down 4 3/4 to 416 3/4. March down 5 1/2 to 433. May down 4 3/4 to 443. New crop 26 down 2 to 459 1/4. November beans down 7 to 1003 1/2. January down 7 3/4 to 1022. March down 8 to 1037 1/2. New crop 26 down 9 1/4 to 1054 1/4. October soybean meal down $1.50 to 266.60. December down $1.80 to 270.360. January down $1.70 to 278.10. Meanwhile, October soybean oil down 39 cents to 48.72. December down 29 cents to 49.76. Chicago wheat, December down 11 3/4 to 507 3/4. March down 11 to 526 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5 3/4 to 563 1/2. March down 5 1/4 to 584. Energy markets lower. November crude oil down 72 cents to 62.73. December down 69 cents to 62.32. Energy or gas markets today. October crude or October gas rather down 2 cents down to 198. November down 1 cent to 193. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The commodity markets seem to be in a holding pattern. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worldofdairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The commodity markets seem to continue to be in a holding pattern and are looking for the next big news headline to spur price movement. Dan Rose, commodity broker with U.S. Commodity, talks about what traders are looking for in any news.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good perspective because I think that's exactly where we're at. We've got a lot of guesses on what the crop size is, and I think you have to be concerned that are we in a situation where we were last year where the government just overstated the yield and the yield got steadily lower until the big drop that we had in January. So far, early corn yields variable. I think if you get south of Iowa, the yields seem to be better on corn. But I tell you, in the gut slot of the Corn Belt, Iowa, Central Illinois, the yields just too big a disease problems, just like Pro Farmer found, and yields anywhere, I would say early due to rust and maybe some of the heat, down 10 to 30 bushels versus last year. We'll see if that improves going forward, but so far I think that's the support on the corn market.
There's mainly been one big story for the soybean markets.
In the bean market, yields seem to be much better, but we're concerned about demand over there with China.
Will all this put farmers in a holding pattern as far as marketing?
Well, you know, I think most definitely, particularly with the insurance out here set in October. And, you know, what we really see is work with a lot of different people across the Corn Belt, a lot of different elevators. And on the elevator books, just a very low amount of corn sold, just a low percentage versus normal. And I think that's just because the farmer didn't feel with the profitability that he had or lack of profitability, no real chance to get any decent sales. So I think on hold, I think you're exactly right. A lot of old crop corn moved in August, and new crop sales have trickled down to not much.
Rose then talks about what's going on in the wheat trade.
Look at the wheat. That's an anchor for the corn market because too much wheat is going to go into feed wheat at these price levels. And you're right, the wheat market hasn't really gone anywhere for weeks. And that's just because every time it rallies, minor selling goes on and no real new buying. And on breaks, end user buys it just a little bit. As far as Canada's crop went up again estimates, we've got other areas around the world, same thing. Too much world grain and too small a trade.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from World Dairy Expo in Madison. The USDA will issue a second emergency commodity assistance program payment to eligible producers for the 2024 crop year. Of the authorized $10 billion in ECAP assistance, USDA's Farm Service Agency has already provided over $8 billion in payments to eligible producers to mitigate the impacts of increased input costs and falling commodity prices. Initial ECAP payments were factored by 85% to ensure that total program payments didn't exceed $10 billion in available funding, said Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton. Because additional funds remain, FSA is issuing another payment. Payments will automatically be made to eligible producers with approved ECAP applications who received an initial payment. Any application approved after September 25th will receive one lump sum. These payments, combined with an entire suite of other supplemental disaster assistance programs, are to help producers navigate market uncertainty, pay down debt from the 2024 crop year, and secure financing for 2026, said Appleton. The past few years have been challenging for farmers in the Federal Reserve's 9th District. The latest Minneapolis Fed Ag Credit Survey shows the pressures growing on the district's producers, with slumping incomes and worsening financial conditions over the last 2 years. Farmers are suffering this year, a North Dakota lender commented on the survey. If it's prolonged into 2026, we could see some farms fail. While the number of bankruptcies has risen, the total remains low by historical standards, but there are reasons to expect the numbers to increase. Court information shows the numbers of operations filing for Chapter 12 that increased in the first two quarters of the year. However, the increase does come off a very low floor, and the overall level is still very low, as the total of 9 farms in the 9th District filed for bankruptcy in the second quarter of the year. The August Rural Main Street Index, covering a multi-state region, shows one-fifth of grain farmers will experience negative cash flow this year. For the seventh time this year, the overall regional economic index sank below growth neutral, falling to 38.5 in September, down from 48.1 in August. Also, for the 16th time in the past 17 months, farmland prices sank below growth neutral. Elevated interest rates, higher input costs, and below break-even prices caused the downward pressure on farmland. Farm equipment sales dropped below growth neutral for the 25th straight month. Three out of four bank CEOs reported that tariff increases have had a negative impact on farm operations. Weak agriculture commodity prices for grain producers continue to dampen economic activity in the 10-state region covered by the index, said Dr. Ernie Gaz. Falling agricultural commodity prices represent the greatest threat to agricultural banks over the next 12 months. AgCo is asking a federal court to allow a rare intercuratory appeal in the Federal Trade Commission's ongoing right to repair lawsuit against John Deere. The request follows an August ruling that granted Deere access to confidential competitor information gathered during the FTC's investigation, including details like sensitive pricing, sales, and financial data from AgCo, as well as CNH Industrial and Kubota. AgCo argues the ruling lacks the heightened protections usually applied to non-party materials and is also saying an immediate review is needed to prevent the disclosure of vital business information. Once released, the company contends the data cannot be protected from misuse in either the FTC case or related farmer lawsuits. Farm Equipment Magazine says the appeal would go to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, where AgCo hopes to clarify what legal standards govern the release of government-held competitor data in antitrust cases. Deere vows to vigorously defend itself. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
The summer-like warmth will continue into the weekend in our ag weather forecast, with highs expected to be in the 80s. Now, there'll be breezy south winds each afternoon. The south winds will bring in some additional moisture as well, but it won't be enough to have any rainfall in the forecast. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll have lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 84 to 89%, southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 50 to 55%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, cooler, highs 75 to 80. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, will have highs 65 to 70.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
God bless Texas.
Try that in and Panther Sports is Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a break up running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your legs, dodge your eyes and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call the rage, you better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Baby, I bought wine and roses on my way home. Yeah, I know we can't afford it, but life doesn't last too long. This world has gone half crazy and knocked us both to our knees. I'm fumbling for the words to try to tell you I love you for hanging on to me. When anyone else would have been long gone, packed it up and headed back home. And not a soul would blame you after what I put you through. Yeah, anyone else would have gone insane, called the game on a counter rain. Anyone else, anyone. It's a total tailspin. Too much grindstone, too little time with you. Girl, you know it's wearing thin. Baby, let's trade in these teardrops for warm kisses on the skin. You got a drawer full of IOUs, and it's high time you call those things in. Gone, packed it up and headed back home.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you.
Michelle Franzen. Congress up against the clock to avert a government shutdown at midnight. Both sides appear, though, to be far apart on agreeing to a short-term funding measure. Here's